Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Sunny and 68 degrees. You're listening to WHQR 91.3. Welcome to today's midday interview. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, sitting in for Jamila Erickson, who is on vacation. Today, we're talking about a play, To Kill a Mockingbird, which is opening tomorrow night at Thalian Hall. Joining me today, Artistic Director of Thalian Association and Director of this production, Tom Briggs. Also joining me, the actress who plays the young scout, Amelia Torello. Welcome, Tom and Amelia.
Well, thanks for having us, Rachel.
Great to have you here. Now, Tom, for those of us who haven't read the novel in a few decades or two, seen the movie, can you give us a quick recap of the story of To Kill a Mockingbird?
Well, it concerns a young girl, scout, the role that Amelia is playing. And a summer in her life where her father, who is an attorney, takes on a very important civil rights case. The play takes place in Alabama during the Depression in 1935. And it's about how this important case, this black man who's on trial, sort of tears at the homey fabric of this small southern town. And the play is narrated by the adult scout looking back on this one summer of her life.
Played by Christy Grantham,
that's
as
right.
I understand it.
That's
and
right.
Atticus Finch, the lawyer, is played by
Michael Walton Jones.
Two wonderful actors.
Oh,
really put together quite a cast here.
We have the best cast, don't we, Amelia?
Yeah.
Every single person is just amazing. It's really, really a great cast.
Now, Amelia, you're playing the young scout, and how old is Scout?
Scout in the play is 9 years old.
And how old are you?
I am 11.
And what are some of the big differences between you and your character, Scout?
Well, we live in different time periods, which is a huge difference, but we're both kind of tomboys, and so we're not afraid to do sports or anything like that.
And what would you take away from this play? I think with some of these themes that we have running through To Kill a Mockingbird, like racial injustice and the loss of innocence, even class warfare, it would seem that it could get rather preachy, but it doesn't. And why is that? How does this touch you? What does it say to you?
Well, it just shows me that it's just wonderful story, and it's amazing because there's so many different areas, but they express them through Atticus teaching them to his children, and it's really amazing how it does that because we go through so many different little plots and we learn a lesson from each one.
And can we talk about that a little bit? What are some of the plots? People who are familiar with the story know the character Boo Radley, but I understand in the play that character is rather diminished and the focus is on other plots.
Yeah.
Well, as in the novel and in the movie, Boo Radley is spoken of a lot by the children who have actually never seen him and have,
yeah,
you know, this very outsized idea of this boogie kind of man.
and you only
really meet him at the end of the story, and that's true in the movie as well as in the play.
Yes.
So he's an important symbol in the play, but you don't actually meet Boo until the end of the story.
Can you talk about how the play treats some of these big themes? I know that the book, for instance, has been banned in some schools. There have been issues about that just because of some of the racial epithets. How are you treating some of these hot-button issues, sensitive issues?
Well, do you know, the text is so strong that it's really all right there on the page. We don't need to hammer anything home. We can let the text do the work. And what strikes me about this is when the book came out in 1960, of course, it really electrified the country. Dr. King had started the movement, and we were seeing on television everything that was going on in the South and the racial tensions. So it really seemed like the book was perfect for that moment in history. And yet, working on it now, it seems like it's perfect for this moment in history, too. And that's sort of a testament to the timeless nature and the universality. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, we're going through, you know, the same things that the book, you know, and the play put forth, we're living with today. We're still struggling with intolerance, with bigotry. Class warfare is really heating up in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a story that seems to have been made for every moment in history, and yet no moment.
It is interesting how that's cyclical, that it seems to always come back. Amelia, what's been the biggest challenge for you in attacking this character?
Well, the biggest challenge for me would probably be that it's just a straight play and that we're in different time periods and I have to really go to that time period and try and think of what she would think. And this is also my first straight play. I have never really done anything like this before, so that's also pretty hard for me, but it's so much fun.
You are a well-known musical actress around town here, I understand. You starred in a production not so long ago.
Yes.
And what was that?
That was Annie. I was Annie, and Annie, it was a lot of fun.
So a star burning brightly over here, well on her way up.
Yes, a triple threat. Absolutely she is.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Tom Briggs, who is the artistic director of Thalian Association and who also directed the upcoming production of To Kill a Mockingbird, which opens tomorrow night at Thalian Hall. And Amelia Torello is with us, and she is playing the young scout in To Kill a Mockingbird. Is this play appropriate for children?
I think it's appropriate. Well, we're actually doing a school performance on Friday morning for 530 kids, middle school kids and high school kids from the Tri-County area. I don't think it's appropriate for tiny children because they won't get the story. It'll just bore them. Do you know? But certainly middle school kids, which is when kids start reading the book, right?
Yeah.
Amelia had read the book before she auditioned for the play. And so, but I wouldn't bring a five-year-old necessarily, because it's, the themes and the plot and everything is going to be too much for them to follow.
Mm-hmm. What are you most proud of about this production?
I'm proud that we have 530 school kids coming to see it on Friday morning. I really am. To introduce a whole new generation to this story, to this material, is really a privilege. And, because it's so strong, and all of the lessons in Mockingbird, I think, bear repeating, and we need to remind ourselves now and then about standing in other people's shoes, imagining things from other people's point of view, and respecting other points of view, which is one of the, the major theme of the play. And I think the major thing Scout learns from her dad, don't you think,
yes.
Amelia?
Yes.
Is to, respect other people's points of view, even if they differ from yours.
And that's at the very end of the play where I really realize it, which is really amazing.
And yeah, it's a great moment in the play, and you play it beautifully.
Thank you.
I was in tears last night at that moment. You were great. It's really, the play really goes to the essence of what it means to be an American.
Yes.
And it's interesting in this particular political climate that we have right now, in so many ways, we think we've come such a long way. And then we just look at the divisiveness in various political venues, Capitol Hill, for example. And these lessons all come home to roost.
Yep. They never get tired, these lessons. And as I say, we need to remind ourselves every now and again. And this is a good way to do it.
Yes.
If people would like to get tickets, let's just remind them again. It opens tomorrow night Thalian Hall, and To Kill a Mockingbird runs through the weekend.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, Sunday matinee at 3. And the Thalian Hall box office is 910-632-2285.
Excellent. Are tickets available online?
Yes, they are at etix.com or on our website, thalian.org.
Perfect. Tom Briggs of the Thalian Association and Amelia Torello from To Kill a Mockingbird, thank you so much for joining us today. And break a leg tomorrow night.
Thank you, Rachel.